From Spark and Anvil and Crown Tales, this is Kingsley, in Chapter 1 of the Crown Tales cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Kingsley spent his whole young life walking one direction, forward. Like every man on the board, he could only move ahead, one diagonal square at a time, never back. The far rank, the row at the very edge of the enemy's side, felt impossibly distant when he started, but he kept going, one square, then another. And the day he finally set foot on that last row, something happened that changed him forever. He was crowned. "The moment they crown you," he says, still a little awed by it, "you can suddenly go both ways, forward to attack, backward to defend, to return, to help. All that walking forward, and the reward is finally being able to turn around." Kingsley almost gave up on the walk more than once. The far rank was so far, and he was so slow. One square per turn, never backward, no shortcuts. There were long stretches where it felt pointless, where the crown seemed like a story other pieces told, not something a plain man like him would ever reach. He watched other pieces get captured before they made it. He wondered if the climb was worth it. An old king, crowned long ago, worn gold at the edges, walked beside him one difficult stretch. "Every king on this board," she said, "was once a man who could only go forward. Every single one. Nobody is born crowned. You get there the only way anybody gets there. One forward square at a time, protecting yourself, not quitting." She paused. "And when you arrive, you won't just be more powerful. You'll be able to go back. That's the part nobody tells you. The crown isn't just for reaching forward. It's for finally being able to return."
He came to the Crown Tales Academy as the piece who teaches promotion. On his first day, the head set a man one square from the far rank and asked Kingsley what it meant. Kingsley moved the man onto the last row and, with quiet ceremony, crowned it. "It just became a king," he said. "Watch what it can do now that it couldn't a moment ago." He slid it backward, the one move a man can never make. Forward and backward. It can chase and it can retreat. It can defend its own side now, not just attack the enemies. One step onto the far rank and the whole game opens up for this piece. "Most teachers rush past crowning to the fancy end games," the head said. "You honor the walk it took to get there." And that has been his role ever since. Keeper of the long forward journey and the two-way freedom that rewards it.
A tired young man piece came to him discouraged. "The far rank is so far. I've been moving forward forever, and I'm not there. What's the point?" Kingsley knew that exhaustion in his bones. "I felt exactly that," he said. "Every king did. Here's what kept me going." He set the young piece one square from the edge. "You don't have to see the whole walk. You just have to take the next forward square and protect yourself and not quit. And one day, maybe sooner than you think, you'll step onto that last row." He crowned it. "And then you'll be able to do the thing you've wanted this whole time. You'll be able to turn around and go back, for the piece is still walking." The young piece looked at its new backward move, the freedom it had walked so far to earn, and understood, suddenly, that the long forward walk had never been the punishment. It had been the path.
Later, the young king asked what surprised Kingsley most about being crowned. Kingsley thought about it. "That the best part wasn't the power," he said. "It was the turning around. For your whole life as a man, you can only go forward, away from where you started, away from the others. And then you're crowned, and for the first time you can go back. Back to defend your own side. Back to help a piece that's stuck. Back for the one still on the long walk you just finished." He smiled, gold-edged and warm. "Getting crowned isn't the end of the journey. It's when you finally get to help everyone else make theirs."
The young king spent that evening moving backward and forward, back and forth, and what it felt was not pride in the new power, but a warm, grateful relief. The quiet joy of finally being able to turn around and go back for a piece still on the long walk it had just finished.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Kingsley. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.